Good afternoon. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Florentino Varela Arixtro, ADC number 278309. This is here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Rice, Dr. Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Varela Arixtro is 25 years old, currently serving an eight-year prison sentence for theft by means of transportation, a Class 3 felony repetitive. He was approximately 18 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on April 1st, 2014. He is asking for a one-year reduction of his sentence. He has a community service begin date of March 27th, 2020. Should commutation be granted, his new CSPD would be effective May 19th, 2019. He also has an adult probation hold for one count of forgery. Should be noted that he has a criminal history which includes other felony convictions for misconduct involving a weapon, burglary, and drug paraphernalia. I'll read a short summary of the offense in question. July 29, 2013, at approximately 9:55 a.m., Detective Rebel, Detective Salinas, and Sergeant Ramirez were conducting surveillance on a residence located on East Cabrillo Drive, which was known for drug activity. While observing the residence, officers noticed multiple individuals leaving the residence and getting into a Dodge truck. It was later determined that the Dodge truck was reported stolen by owner Tacoma Gaten in Tucson. There were several blank checks found in the truck for Los Petos Mexican Food, and some of the checks were signed Tacoma Gaten. It's just a very short summary of the offense, as the pre-sentence report is pretty extensive. The purpose of Mr. Varela Arixtro's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he was only 8 years old at the time of the incident offense, that he did not understand his plea agreement, nor was he of sound mind due to his methamphetamine addiction. He states that he's now drug free and wants to serve his family and community. He's had extensive programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections. He also has had considerable discipline from 2014 through 2019, with his last major ticket on January 11, 2019 for conspiracy. Again, that was in January 2019. In addition, he has letters of support and his request for commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Varela Arixtro's eight-year prison term was excessive, we see more than the presumptive of 6.5 years with a minimum 4.5 years and a maximum 13 years. But it was slightly above the presumptive. Considering that he had a prior felony conviction for misconduct involving a weapon, not to mention his other convictions and recent disciplinary infractions, I do not find his prison term excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. Just one second. That is regarding Mr. Florentino Varela Arixtro, ADC number 278309. That motion is not to pass to Phase 2, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, seconded by Dr. Wright. This will bring our hearing to a close. I want to thank my colleagues.